Page 64. My Temple. My temple is next to the royal palace. It was the home of a great Buddhist leader called Pasangarat. It was finished in 1788. It has a five-layered roof. It took more than 79 years to finish. The front is covered with a golden bas relief. It tells the story of Pawet, one of the last reincarnations of Buddha. There are village scenes, wild animals, women pounding rice, and people playing. The pillars inside are similar to Siang Tong and Wisun temples. The central beam is carved with figures from Hindu mythology, the birth of Ravana and Hanuman. The Pabang was kept here from 1894 to 1947. During Lao New Year's, it is taken from the royal palace to Mai Temple, where it is cleaned in a ceremony. Then it goes back to the palace on the third day. Wat Ki Li. This is the only surviving temple in Laos built in the Siang Kuang style. All the temples in the Siang Kuang area were destroyed by the American bombs during the Indochina War. San Temple. This temple was built in 1718. It is built with a yellow and red roof. San means 100,000, and the temple was built from donations of 100,000 kip. The large Buddha statue on the other side of the temple is in the calling for rain position. Wisun Temple. This temple was first built in 1513. It was made of wood. It was destroyed and then rebuilt in 1898. There are many Buddha statues displayed inside. Many are more than 400 years old. The largest Buddha in the city is also displayed here. The big stupa is known as Tat Makmo, or Melon Stupa. This is because of the shape. It was built by Queen Wisunalat in 1504. It is influenced by Sinhalese design. Banjan. Banjan is a few kilometers downstream. It takes around 15 minutes by boat, and it is around 4 kilometers by road from the evening market to Ban Sang Kalok. From there, you need to cross the river. Banjan is a pottery village. They produce large water storage jars and salt pots.